interesting coaching matchup tonight as well, because this is pretty much teacher against pupil in this case, as you have Paul Wackerly on the Glen Oak side, who coached here at Hoover back in, well, the day. And by back in the day, I mean about 12 years ago, 10 years ago, somewhere in there. And he won a state championship with a guard named Abby Moore on his team, which, well, Abby Moore is now Abby Allerding. So, of course, there is that element to this game as well of coach going against a former player on a state championship team. All white uniforms for Hoover, orange numbering and lettering. All green uniforms for Glen Oak with gold numbering and lettering. Glen Oak works left to right, and Hoover right to left on your streaming service. Ball is won by Jordan Weir, and Glen Oak attacks the rim down to our right. Top of the key, Lexi Lemire, left of the lane. Ball is thrown away. Peyton Davis up with it for Hoover. Here comes Davis all the way to the bucket with the right hand and scores at the hoop to our left. Nice athletic move by Peyton Davis to go the length of the floor, and Glen Oak with the ball. They trail 2-0, 30 seconds in to tonight's game. Breezy Williams coming off of a bit of an awkward performance over the weekend against McKinley, where she turned the ball over a number of times, has it in between the circles underneath Jordan Weir, collects it, goes up with both hands from left of the bucket, and scores. We're tied at 2, 7:05 in this opening quarter. Hoover ball, top of the key, Jordan Miller. Left wing, Emily Walker. Walker, the junior, thought about the long two from the left wing. Right wing to Hobart. Down the right baseline, goes up with the right hand, misses the shot. Jordan Miller, the board on the left side of the rim, goes back up and is fouled. So Jordan Miller, line left, going to shoot two free throws here as the foul goes against Cameron Vance.
Her first, team first.
First free throw for Jordan Miller on the way is up and good. He enters the game a 65% charity line tosser. Hoover on the season as a team shoots nearly 70% from the line, and Miller goes 2 for 2 in that trip line left. It's 4-2 Vikings, a minute and 15 seconds into the game. Glen Oak ball. Working at the rim down to our right. Breezy Williams attacks, left of the lane, gets cut off, now goes to Jordan Weir. Back to Breezy in the lane, misses the shot from 12 feet out on the left side of the lane. Rebound to Kate Hobart and Hoover. Peyton Davis now has it. The 17-point average headed to Wingate next season. Right wing to Hobart, into the right corner to Davis. Davis dribbles with the left hand, belt high, left wing to Emily Walker. Walker picked up by Lemire, tight on defenses. Lexi Lemire into the left corner, Peyton Davis. Davis down the left baseline, goes up at the bucket with the right hand, and ball tipped out by Mackenzie Green, and Hoover will keep it. They again attack the rim down to our left. 6:02 here in the first quarter. Roshak in the lane, scoops it up and in with the left hand, almost a hook shot, but she scooped that up and in from her hip, and Angela Roshak on the board. It's 6-2 Hoover, 5:50 in the opening quarter, and Glen Oak with the ball. Lexi Lemire on the right wing, coming off of a 27-point performance in a loss to McKinley on Saturday, where she hit 7 threes. That was a school record. Right wing Cameron Vance has it. Vance looking for some motion to come out of the offense, and nothing comes free. Now Breezy Williams has it high on the left. Breezy attacks in the lane, top of the key, Vance to the free throw line, shoots it, misses it off the back of the iron, Hobart the board. It's 6-2 Vikings, here they come down the floor. Davis drives to the bucket, misses the shot, Hobart the board, missed the shot in the lane, gets it back, Kate at the free throw line, left wing Davis a three. Off the front iron and missed it, Roshak the board, goes back up and missed it, Jordan Miller gets the board on the left side. And scores. Hoover off to a fantastic start at home. Paul Wackerly takes a timeout with his team down 8-2 with 4:57 here in this opening quarter. Jordan Miller has come to play with 4 first quarter points for the Hoover Vikings, and they are dominating on the glass so far, Bob.
Yeah, I'm with 7 rebounds so far. I don't have one up with a single rebound yet. So really aggressive play by Hoover at the start here. Good timeout by Wackerly trying to get his team back on pace.
So we'll see what adjustments Coach Wackerly makes. Had a long discussion with Paul earlier this week, and the sixth-year head coach at Glen Oak talked a lot about that loss to McKinley and said he kind of expected it and said he's expecting his team to maybe take a step forward here sometime soon. And he's hoping that some of the different girls on the team, Cameron Vance being one of them, starts to maybe step up a little bit and score just a bit more. We'll get more into that as Glen Oak has it out of their timeout. Vance has it on the right wing, now into the right corner to Mackenzie Green. Underneath, Jordan Weir has it poked out of her hands. Hoover up with the steal in the backcourt. A traveling violation is called on Hoover. Lena Collins into the game. And Emily Walker will take a seat for Hoover. Glen Oak ball. Mia Metz is into the game as well. Lexi Lemire has it. Left of the lane, Lemire loses it. On the left wing now, it's Breezy Williams. Now underneath, Mackenzie Green goes up with the left hand, has her shot blocked. Roshak with the board. Down the floor comes Hoover with an 8-2 lead, 4:20 in the opening quarter. Top of the key, Haubert thought about the long two, decided not to shoot it. Right wing Davis pumps on the three, shoots the long two, misses it off the back of the iron. Lexi Lemire with a rebound. Here comes Glen Oak, Breezy Williams. Top of the key, Lemire. Lemire drives to the bucket with the right hand, misses the shot from 2 feet right in front of the rim. Rebound to Hoover. Here they come up 8-2. Right corner, a long two by Kate Haubert is good. Kate Haubert from quite a bit of distance there. Not normally her shot, but she gets it to go.